In the PACU, post-anesthesia care unit after surgery, the dosing was repeated. If the heart rate was greater than 55 beats per minute and the systolic blood pressure was greater than 100 millimeters of mercury, and there was no evidence of acute congestive heart failure, third-degree heart block, or acute bronchospasm, then 5 milligrams of Tylenol was given IV. We waited 5 minutes. If the heart rate was greater than 55 beats per minute and the systolic blood pressure was greater than 100 millimeters of mercury, and there was no evidence of acute congestive heart failure, third-degree heart block, or acute bronchospasm, then a second dose of 5 milligrams of Tylenol was given IV. This IV dosing was continued every 12 hours until the patient could take oral medications. Then the dosing was shifted to a Tylenol 100 milligrams POQ day if the heart rate was greater than 65 beats per minute and the systolic blood pressure was greater than 100 millimeters of mercury. If the heart rate was between 55 and 65 and the systolic blood pressure was greater than 100 millimeters of mercury, then a Tylenol 50 milligrams PO was given. If the heart rate was below 55 beats per minute or the systolic blood pressure was below 100 millimeters of mercury, the Tylenol dose was held. The Tylenol dosing was continued for 7 days postoperatively.